Well, hey there. Welcome back to another episode of the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast. I'm your host, Amy Porterfield, and I'm thrilled that you're tuning in today. So last week, I talked about how you are meant to be a big deal in this world and how it's time for you to play a bigger game in your business. And I hope you actually took the time to do the work and complete the exercise that I laid out for you in that actual episode. I did an episode freebie. That one little exercise has the power to completely shift things for you and your business. So if you didn't do the exercise in episode 243 about becoming a big deal and playing a bigger game, then you've got to do that, maybe after this episode. So it's amyporterfield.com/243 if you want to go back and listen to that one, which I highly recommend you do so after you listen to this episode here. Now, this week, we're continuing the theme of playing a bigger game, but I'm going to be a little bit more tactical in this episode. We're talking about you launching your digital course or whatever offer that you want to launch multiple times in the next 12 months. Specifically, I'm going to get you past the fear of launching by breaking down some important insights that I really believe you need to know and hear. And I'm going to be shaking up some of your mindset blocks that are holding you back from giving it 100% when you launch something new. Because I know that I'm talking to many of you who are planning to launch, but will launch small. Or maybe you've already launched already, but you launched small, which means you didn't totally go full out with multiple live webinars, or you were planning on doing a video series with your launch and you only did two videos when you knew you wanted to do four. Or maybe you did just a few quick FB lives and you called it a launch. Like, it's very normal to launch small when you're scared to launch. I know this because I've done it before. So it's time to launch face first, hands out wide, ready to accept anything that comes your way. It's time to dive in to launching. Playing a bigger game means taking risks and jumping into elements of your business that may feel completely scary. We're going to keep moving forward even though we're scared. That's the plan for you to launch multiple times over the next 12 months. Now, I know the fear of launching, like I said, because I've been there. Of course I've been there. I still tackle my own demons when it comes to many areas of my business. I don't think they ever completely go away. It's just that you can handle them with a higher level of sophistication. I really do believe that. Tony Robbins calls that quality problems. Like, I have definitely higher quality problems now than I did when I was just first launching, but I still have my issues. So we always have to be coming back to looking at the fear of going bigger, playing a bigger game, putting ourselves out there, and really examining what it is and then how we're going to move past it. Now, I've talked about this before, but I had a huge fear of launching with webinars and back in my early days, like when I just started, and I feel like I earned that fear fair and square, meaning like I had a good reason to be fearful, which is a total excuse, I know, but if you follow me, you know the story. I'll tell it really quickly, but Tony Robbins, when I worked with Tony, was doing his very first live webinar. He had never done a live webinar before. Tells you how long ago this was, right? I had never done a live webinar before either, of course. And we were practicing the night before. We were using the software GoToWebinar. And we actually did a thing where people paid to get on his webinar because it's Tony Robbins, right? So they paid $100 to get on his webinar. And we had 850 people signed up. I'll never forget that number. And while we were practicing, I hit a button on GoToWebinar, and I deleted the entire webinar. So all 850 paying customers received an email in that moment, like at 10:30 at night or something, saying your webinar has been canceled. So when they all woke up the next morning, they all thought we weren't doing a webinar the next day. So to say the least, there were tears. I was so embarrassed. I felt like the most complete failure. Like, I completely made the mistake. And I will tell you, it was by far the biggest mistake I had ever made while working at the Robbins organization. So I won't get into all the things that happened throughout the night in order to get that webinar up and running, but it was brutal. And yet here I am telling you about the power of launching. You can get past your mistakes. Let me just give you another one. How about the time I was on a webinar where I had invited Marie Forleo to come on my live webinar while I was promoting her program, B-School. Now, this was a huge win because at the time, I've been promoting B-School for over 8 years now. And at the time, she wasn't showing up live on other people's webinars. At the time, most people weren't doing webinars, but I was. And so to get Marie Forleo on live on anything during her early days of launching, it was a big, big deal. And so I was so freaking nervous, and I had done my webinar for about 30 minutes. I told the audience, okay, we're going to have Marie here. I had hundreds and hundreds of people on. And when people show up for a B-School webinar, it's a very, very warm audience. Like, they are very genuinely interested in B-School, and they want to know more about B-School, and they want to know about my bonuses. So this is a very quality audience. So hundreds of people, the conversions would be really high. And so about 30 minutes in, I literally was saying, okay, guys, so now I want to welcome Marie Forleo. Marie, how are? And then before I said, how are you? It cut off and no one could hear me. And then nobody could hear Marie. It was almost like the perfect tech glitch in the world. And what happened at the time, I did not know this, but there was a system-wide tech glitch, which was very rare for GoToWebinar, system-wide, where I called all my friends that night practically crying, and they all said, oh my gosh, I did a webinar today too. I bet three or four people told me all the volume went out. They could see the slides move, but hear nobody. So it just so happened that the minute I welcomed her to the show, nothing. So I had to literally end the webinar. No one could hear me. I had to send out an email to everyone saying, so sorry, we're going to re-record it. We'll get you the replay. But I definitely lost money. And at the time, because I did not know it was a system-wide tech issue, I instantly went to, Amy, you are so bad at technology. You totally screwed that up. You should have triple checked this or triple checked that. You look like an idiot to Marie. You just wasted all of her time. Like, this is instantly where I went. Now, back in the day, I didn't have the tools that I have now to kind of like snap me out of it. So it was a little bit more intense and took me a few more days than it would maybe these days to get past that. But it's all learning. And then when I heard it was system-wide, I was a little bit nicer to myself. But I definitely would beat myself up back in those days. That was a really, really big mistake. Both emotionally, it hit me, and financially. Yet, here I am, telling you about the power of launching. At the end of the day, I always have to leave those big experiences and mistakes behind me because they don't define me as a business owner. They don't define you as a business owner as well. And if I let the fear take over, I wouldn't be here with you today, right? Now, maybe you've done some webinars in the past and they haven't gone so well, or you launched to crickets, or you launched something new with the challenge and hardly anyone signed up. We all have that. Welcome to building a business online. That is just what happens. I remember it wasn't even too long ago, one of my best friends, who's also an online marketer, she's newer in the industry, so she's just kind of finding her way. She texted me that she was on her bathroom floor in tears because she had sunk thousands of dollars into a launch that didn't work. And I told her, you've got 24 hours to cry. 24 hours, and then you pick yourself up and you have to keep going. You take one action, just one action that will get you into that momentum. Because I told her, if it was easy, everyone and their mother would be doing this, would be building a business online. And I say the same to you. If it was easy, everyone and anyone would be doing it. But you are not like everyone else. You are meant to do big things. So let's break through those fears and talk about launching boldly. Deal? Okay. So first, I want to talk to you about my philosophy around launching online, because this is something I've talked about here and there, but I wanted to put a stake in the ground and really help you understand what launching looks like in my world and what I want it to look like in yours as well. So I want to define launching. You know that I teach what I know. And when it comes to launching, I know two things very, very well. Live launches and evergreen launches, specifically selling digital courses using webinars. So I'll do live launches with live webinars, and I'll do evergreen launches with evergreen webinars. I've generated well over $9 million to date doing both. And I've studied what works and what doesn't for years and years now. So for today's episode, since we're going to drill down into the fear of launching, we have to talk about live launching. Because live launching with webinars comes with many, many fears and mindset blocks. And let me tell you, I've never heard anyone tell me, Amy, I'm so scared to do an evergreen launch. The reason people do evergreen launches is because it does take away a lot of the fears and a lot of the tech glitches and a lot of the issues that you would have in the moment when people are watching. So just so we're all on the same page, when I say evergreen launches or evergreen webinars, I mean that everything is automated and pre-recorded. So you are not showing up live anywhere. And essentially, if you do it right, like I've done in my business over and over again, you're making money every single day because your webinars are running every single day on automation. Now, when it's live and not evergreen, it feels scarier, much scarier, because you are completely vulnerable. There's no sugarcoating this. And like I said, many, many things can go wrong. It's scary to live launch. But if you trust me, if you've been following me for a while now and you know I only have your best interest and your business growth in mind, then hear me out. I want to take a moment to let you in on just how powerful live webinars, live launching can be for your business and why in my upcoming Digital Course Academy, I encourage all my students to do a live launch before they ever think about moving it into evergreen. Now, right about now, you might be thinking, if live webinars are so scary and they make me so vulnerable to many, many mistakes, why not just jump into evergreen webinars right now and skip all the scary live stuff? So glad you asked. Based on doing hundreds of live webinars and running a business that has been fueled for over a solid year straight by evergreen webinars as well, I know a thing or two about the live versus evergreen debate. I know firsthand that if you skip the live webinars and move right into evergreen, you're leaving money on the table. A lot of money, in fact. I'll come back to that. Also, live webinars allow you to become a highly skilled marketer in your business. When you create and execute live webinars, you're able to improve on the entire launch process in real time and experiment over and over again until you get it just right. With live webinars, your audience is right there with you along the way. This gives you an opportunity to see how they engage with you and your marketing message. Now, your audience's live feedback allows you to make any changes you need to make in the moment while it still counts, while your shopping cart is open, while they're thinking about buying. So if you can get them in that moment, there's a higher likelihood that they'll buy. And if you're able to handle any questions or objections in real time, again, while a potential customer is still on the fence, they're more likely to buy. So here's the deal. I need you to trust me on this one. If you do several live webinars before you move into evergreen, you'll develop more confidence in your marketing abilities, a stronger message that attracts more people to your digital course, and ultimately more revenue. And here's the truth. I've thought about this long and hard. I don't know one successful entrepreneur that I look up to and has been around for a while now, like they have that sustainability. I don't know one successful marketer with sustainability that has started with evergreen webinars. All the best marketers, all of them that I know, have experienced live webinars first before moving to evergreen. And I believe it's because they know the magic and the personal growth in the live experience. And when I talk about personal growth, here's what I mean. Ultimately, I believe that if you don't let the fear of live launches get in your way, and you do a few, you become a stronger business owner. I credit so much of my business savvy to being resourceful and a quick decision maker and a really good troubleshooter in the moment of stress, all things I learned doing live launches. I also believe that both live and evergreen webinars will change your business significantly for the better. So you did hear me, right? I believe that live and evergreen launches and webinars, they kind of go hand in hand because when I launch and when I teach launching, I teach you launch with webinars. So I believe you should do both. So once you've done your live launch at least twice, just enough to learn what works and what doesn't work and what you like and what you don't like, and you're over the moon happy with the profitable results that you're seeing, it's time to turn that launch into an evergreen model. And the great news is that when I open the doors to Digital Course Academy, I'm teaching you both. We're starting with live launches. We're going to get high conversions so you feel good about the money coming in. And then we're going to switch it to evergreen. And I'm going to show you how, because ultimately that's the holy grail. I want you to get to evergreen. But I also want you to be a business owner who's around for as long as you want to have a business. I want you in this for the long haul. And as I mentioned, live launches will give you those skills and that mindset and that know-how to keep going when things don't work out exactly how you want them to work out. Also, as I mentioned earlier, there's a lot of money to be made in live launches. There's a reason why I still do live launches after 10 years. It's not so that I can keep learning and learning. I feel like I've learned a lot. That part I'm good with. It's because live launches are more profitable in the long run. There's a concentrated time, cart open, cart close. There's an energy around you showing up and answering questions in the moment, and you're live on social media, and there's this amazing buzz, and you've got affiliates talking about you at the same time that you are posting about your launch and you're emailing. There's just something awesome about it. And so I don't want you to skip out on those lessons. So now that we've talked about the power of live launches and when you're going to move into evergreen, which is where I want you to ultimately get, I want to move into some of those specific fears that I mentioned I would touch on in this episode. And fear number one is the fear that something will go wrong. And this one is super easy for me, and I've already touched on it earlier. Something will go wrong. Yes, indeed, it is going to happen. So I think you need to get it into your head right now. This will be an imperfect process, and I will have tons of learnings, and it will make me a better marketer. So what I do in my business, and I thought I would share this, I've never shared something like this before, is that I have a little strategy. I call it my shake it off strategy for when the imperfect happens. And so I want you to fill in the blank. When imperfect happens, I will blank. What will you do? Now, for me, I dance it out. I turn up the music. I'm all alone. I do this for a few different areas in my business. You've heard me talk about this before, but I got to get the energy out of my body, like that negative, scared, fearful energy. I turn on the best music and I dance it out all alone. For you, it might look different. Maybe you'll just laugh. You just got to laugh at this. Like, we laugh a lot on the team when we mess up. Maybe not initially, but it turns into, oh my God, you just got to laugh this out. I know one of my friends, she blames it on the moon's misaligning. Like, something's wrong with the universe, the moons or the stars are not aligning, something like that. I don't know, but she does do that and it works for her. Maybe you'll allow 10 minutes of tears and then you just jump back into it. Like, okay, that's it. Remember my friend that was on the floor of her bathroom crying hysterically? I gave her 24 hours. Maybe you allow yourself 24 hours, but then you get back in the game. Decide now what you'll do when things mess up, because then when you do mess up, when the technology doesn't work, when an email gets sent out too soon, or a link doesn't work to your webinar replay page, you just say, oh, hey there, I see you. I knew you were coming. I was wondering when you were going to show up. You just recognize it and you just keep going. So a few other strategies you can use. Number one, have a friend or a peer check your campaign for holes. Like someone you trust, say, would you give me 30 minutes? Can I walk you through the strategy that I'm planning to do during my webinars or during my launch? Can you look at this? I need a second set of eyes that's not so close to it. Call in a favor or give yourself space for those holes. So don't plan everything last minute. This is something I learned the hard way. And you probably will too. I mean, back in the day, I was writing launch emails the hour before they were going out. That's just something that sometimes happens, especially because I've been known to be a procrastinator. I think I've gotten better as my business has gotten better. But if you're doing everything last minute, everything's going to feel like it's on fire. So be careful with that. That's why I'm always about planning. In Digital Course Academy, we plan way in advance. And also have a backup plan. What plan Bs do you have in place in case things don't go your way? And let me give you an example of a backup plan. We sometimes have one extra webinar that I'm willing to do that's on the books, but we don't broadcast it, meaning we don't tell people it's there. But if sales aren't looking exactly how we want them to look at a certain time during a launch, we'll do another webinar. We know that webinars always make us money. Or I'll do more Facebook Lives, or I'll show up in a different way. Like we always have a few different things that if we need to, it's like you can pull it out of your back pocket and say, okay, I'm going to do this. So maybe have one or two things that you're not going to do unless you need to. And then decide, how do I know if I'm going to need to do this or not? Usually it's just tracking the numbers every day. Okay. Fear number two, I can't figure out the technology. Oh my gosh. Hello, this is me. I've been there. I do not like the techie side of online marketing. It's not my favorite. When it comes to launching, so much can go wrong when it comes to technology. That's just a fact. So many different pieces have to come together. To this day, I have a team of experts that help me, lots of time to plan, and things still go haywire. Like I am planning that when I launch this next time, we're going to have some challenges. And we're just going to push through them. And they're likely going to be related to technology. When you launch, typically it's always technology. So number one, know that you're not alone. Know that I deleted 850 paying customers from a Tony Robbins webinar. Know that I've had my technology completely fail me multiple times, but I still show up telling you live launching and live webinars are incredibly powerful. Just trust in that. If you like my style of teaching, if you know that I am always sending you in the right direction, just know that even when you have technology mistakes, the show does go on and that you're not alone. And I got to share this study I found. It's a few years old, but I still think it's so relevant here. So when I was researching for this episode, I found the survey of American fears. Yeah, there actually is one. And technology is America's second biggest fear, only beat by natural disasters. So in the Atlantic article I found about this study, one of the study co-authors said, people tend to express the highest level of fear for things they're dependent on, but they don't have any control over. And that's almost a perfect definition of technology. So true. So yes, we have to use technology. And yes, we don't have total control over it. You can triple check it. You can understand how it works. You can have someone standing by to fix it if it breaks, which is something I want you to look into. So if you need a programmer or a coder that you just know, like, look, I'm in a launch. We started to do this over the last few years. We tell our programmer or coder, someone that we don't have full time on the team, we'll say, we will be in a launch these dates. Can you be on retainer for us, let's say for 10 hours, that we'll pay you for 10 hours during these 2 weeks. And when we need you, you just jump in. And it might be early in the morning or late at night, but we're going to guarantee 10 hours of retainer, whether we use them or not. But can you just be available to us? And they almost always, every time actually, someone has said yes. So knowing we have someone that can help us, knowing that we don't know everything about the technology we're using, we've got someone on backup, that's huge for us. So just think of it that way. Can you have, that's like a plan B. Like plan B, we've got someone waiting in the wings if something doesn't work out. Number two, get help. And this is one area you should spend money on in your business, is to pay someone to help you set up the tech, not just be waiting if it doesn't work, but I think it's really important that you don't try to do it all yourself. There are so many virtual assistants that are tech savvy. And so even if you just hired a temporary virtual assistant to help you set up the tech and help you test all of it, totally worth it. Do not do it all yourself. And number three, get more all-in-one solutions to minimize the pain and confusion. This is something that I learned from all of you, meaning that I listen to what you guys ask me and what you need. And so many of you have said, please, please, please tell me there's an all-in-one solution for launching because I don't want to buy this tool and this one and that one. I just want one tool. Now, nothing's perfect. Nothing is foolproof. So no, there's no magic bullet out there, but there is a tool I recommend, and that is Kajabi. And they are an all-in-one marketing tool, meaning they will house your course. They'll put it behind a login so your paying students can access it with a username and password, and it will look incredible. I use Kajabi for all my courses. And you can set up your opt-in pages, your sales page, even your website through Kajabi, your email marketing, all of it. They are an all-in-one solution, and I highly recommend Kajabi. So go to amyporterfield.com/Kajabi, K-A-J-A-B-I, and you could check out the special offer that they give to my audience. Definitely the best offer you're going to find. And they're an all-in-one solution, and I highly recommend them. Inside of my new course, Digital Course Academy, they are the number one tool that I talk about the most, and I have a lot of how-to videos in terms of how to use Kajabi to get set up. So it's really good. Okay, so fear number two was fear that the technology is going to fail you and you have lost control of it. So just know that there's some backup plans and some things you can do to make sure that that doesn't happen or that you have support if it does happen. And fear number three is, I don't know what the heck I'm doing. And it might sound a little bit like what it did for me in the early days. I don't know what I don't know. And that's a very scary thought. I used to say it all the time. I've made a practice to stop saying that, but it freaked me out. Like, I don't know what I don't know. So who knows what's coming down the horizon or what I'm supposed to do? I don't know. And the answer to that is you are right. You likely don't know what you're doing. So why would you? No one taught you this stuff in your job, like your corporate job. No one teaches this. And if you're in your 30s or beyond, you sure as heck didn't learn it in college. Luckily, I think my son, Cade, who's 16, when he gets to college, I think he actually is going to learn some of this stuff. But most of us, we didn't learn it in college. I remember when I was in college, oh my gosh, this totally dates me. The professor was just starting to talk about email. Ugh. How did I get so old so fast? But it's true, like this stuff was not discussed in college for most of us. So you likely have not been taught any of this. And if you're like most of my newbie students, maybe you're far beyond that, but if you are a newbie in all of this, when I talk launching strategies, sometimes it feels to you like I am speaking in a totally different language. If you can relate to that, give me an amen. I hear it all the time. And I want you to know, now this is important. So like, come back to me if you're multitasking. I really need you to hear this thing. Because you don't know what to do, or for some of my more advanced students, maybe you don't know what to do next. That does not mean that you have to be fearful. You not knowing how to create a digital course or how to launch a course is just a circumstance. It's just a fact. You don't know exactly how to create or launch your digital course. You know what that means? It means you don't know how to create or launch a digital course. You know what it does not mean? It does not mean that you are less than, not good enough, not tech savvy enough, not smart enough, not cut out for this launching stuff. It doesn't mean any of that unless you want it to mean that, unless you tell yourself that every day. Really think about that, guys. It only means that if you decide that it means that. And I'm telling you, I'm looking from the outside in, and all it means is you just don't know yet. So if we can get a little tactical, I thought I would kind of break down the lay of the land when it comes to launching so that you have a first really good understanding of what it looks like big picture to launch a digital course. So then from there, we can take some baby steps together so we can get you to a place that you really genuinely know every step you need to take to launch. Hopefully you'll want me to be your guide, or at least choose someone that you really, really trust to be your guide in all of this, because you're not supposed to know it. Why would you? Okay, so give yourself a huge break right there. So I thought it would be cool just to, like I said, give you the lay of the land when it comes to launching. And you know, I only teach what I know, and this is exactly how I launch. I go in phases, and we always call phase zero the pre-launch runway. This is before launching, before even creating a digital course. It's the list building. It's the getting on Facebook Live and posting on Instagram and putting a freebie out there so you slowly but surely start to grow your email list. Because one thing I've gotten really passionate about over the last year is I'm not going to let my students launch to crickets. No more are we launching to a zero audience. I don't want you only to rely on Facebook ads to launch. I want you to have people that have been engaged with you over the last few months when you actually invite people to your webinar. So I created this thing inside Digital Course Academy called the Pre-Launch Runway, where it's just all about list building, all about creating a freebie, all about getting yourself out there every single week while you create your digital course or while you put together your launch. So ideally, you'll be pre-launching for 30 to 60 days growing your email list. So at least you have a small list if you're starting from zero. So that's phase zero. When I launch, I go into pre-launch mode, where I'm doing more Facebook Lives, I'm running ads to freebies, I create a brand new freebie. Like, I do it too, even after 10 years of doing this. So just know the pre-launch runway is part of the launch. So if I'm giving you the lay of the land, that's phase zero. And then phase one is the pre-webinar phase. This is where, after we start to grow an audience a little bit, and you can use Facebook ads in the pre-webinar phase, it's where we're filling up your webinar with quality registrants. You're doing a Facebook Live, you're inviting them to your webinar. You're posting on Instagram stories, inviting people to your webinar. You're going into maybe a private Facebook group you have, inviting them to your webinar. If you have a little email list, you're emailing your list. You're inviting everybody who is considered a quality lead for you into your webinar. So that's a whole phase. And all we do is focus on, let's fill up our webinar. And if you ask me, it's the most important phase of all these phases I'm going to tell you about, the most important phase. Because if you can get quality people onto your invite, onto your webinar, meaning they registered for your webinar, you're golden. Because the next phase is the live webinar. And if you stick with me, oh, I've got you covered here. I recently created, like, I couldn't probably be more excited than anything but this. I created something called the Profitable Webinar Framework. And I literally take my students through every single slide that I want you to create for your first webinar. Now, after your first webinar, you'll get a little more creative. You'll feel more confident. You'll move things around, make them your own. Great. I want you to. But if you've never done a successful webinar that really converts well, I'm going to take you through my profitable webinar framework step by step, slide by slide. I'm so freaking excited about it. I've never laid it out like this before. And webinars, I mean, I'm your girl. I am your girl if you want to learn how to do webinars to launch a digital course. So that's the next phase. So you've got the zero phase, pre-launch runway. Then you've got the pre-webinar phase where you fill up your webinar. Then you do your webinar live. And then you've got the next phase, which is the post-webinar phase. And this is essentially your last phase. And this is the one that most people skimp on or don't even do at all. I had a student, her name is Danelle, and she has done webinars in the past, but she is so funny. She said, Amy, I used to love them and leave them. And what that means is she used to do a webinar and then she'd be like, peace out, and she'd be done. And she took my webinars course and she realized, holy cow, I'm literally leaving out an entire phase. So she did the post-webinar phase, which essentially is a series of emails you send to everybody who signed up for your webinar that either attended or missed the live webinar, but they haven't yet bought. So everyone that signed up for your webinar, but they haven't purchased yet, you're sending them a series of emails, very specific emails over, let's say, a course of a week or so, encouraging them to still buy your digital course. And there is a lot of money to be made when you do the post-webinar phase correctly. And so Danelle, one of my students, she said, so I did it and I made thousands of dollars instantly. And now she's making over $12,000 a month on her evergreen webinars. She did some live webinars. She figured out how to do it right. She put in this new phase of the post-webinar phase. She got it all dialed in. And then she did exactly what I encouraged her to do. Move it to evergreen. You don't need to be live launching your course all the time. Move it to evergreen. And to get back to that a little bit, whenever I go out with something new, I love to live launch it because I'm excited about it. After a while, when your course has been out for a while, you're like, I'm not as excited as I was in the beginning. I'm ready for evergreen. But a new course is exactly the time to do a live launch. And that's what she did. She had new stuff. She got it out there. Then she put it into evergreen. So anyway, just don't love them and leave them like Danelle did, but instead the final phase, that post-webinar phase. So again, the pre-launch runway, then the pre-webinar phase, then the live webinar phase, and then you wrap it up with the post-webinar phase. That is a launch. That is a launch. It doesn't need to be super complicated. And the first time out, you keep it super simple. I'm always about keep it simple. We'll get fancy later. So now you know, if you were like, I'm not even sure what you're talking about with launching, like what does it even involve? Well, if we're talking about digital courses that you're launching and you're going to do them with webinars, there you have it, my friend. Sometimes breaking things down into phases allows you to take a breath and realize you can take things step by step, one thing at a time. That's exactly how I run my business. So if you find yourself fearful because you just don't know what to do or what to do next, baby steps, my friend. First, look at the big picture, like I've done for you here. You have the big picture of live launching. So you can't say you don't know what it looks like. Oftentimes when I'm stressed out or I'm having a little pity party for myself, I say I'm so overwhelmed or I'm so stressed or I'm so confused. And my coach always reminds me, let's just stop saying that. So you're not confused about live launching. You just now have the layout. Now you just need to know the steps. Stick with me, friend. I'll walk you through step by step by step, especially if you want to join me inside Digital Course Academy. So that leads me into the final thing that I want to share with you here today. If you follow my podcast, you know, especially even in this episode, I've been teasing you with my brand new program, Digital Course Academy. And I'm opening up the doors very soon, and they will only be open for a very short time before we close the doors and start the course. So before I actually open enrollment for the new course, I want to give you the big picture so you can start to see how creating a course and launching it all comes together. And I'll be doing so in my upcoming free masterclass, where I'll be breaking down the three behind-the-scenes secrets to digital course success in 2019 and beyond. Specifically, I'm going to show you how to build, launch, and grow a thriving digital course business without hiring a big team or without the constant overwhelm or the momentum-crushing question, what the heck do I do next? I'm eliminating all of that for you. So all you need to do is go to amyporterfield.com/DCA masterclass. So DCA means Digital Course Academy. So amyporterfield.com/DCA masterclass. And it will take you to the page that you can sign up for my free masterclass. I will be doing these live. So if you don't show up live and you miss it, then you're just going to have to get on a wait list and you can watch this free masterclass in the fall when I offer it again. So you're going to be waiting for a long time. So do not miss this. You definitely want to sign up and at least start to understand what it all looks like. And like I said, I'm taking you behind the scenes with me, meaning I'm showing you some things that have really worked for me. And I always keep in mind that you might just be starting out. This might feel a little bit foreign to you. You might need a little extra handholding. So I'm breaking things down in a way that will definitely get you into motion quickly. So again, amyporterfield.com/DCA masterclass. Now, you might be thinking, okay, I want to make sure that this is worth my time, that I'm the right fit for a masterclass like this. So really quick, if you're a soon-to-be course creator or someone who wants to create a course and you want to launch it right the first time, then you're right for this. Or if you're an existing course creator who wants to launch and promote more profitably, you also are a good fit for this free masterclass. Or if you want to learn how to make your digital course the cornerstone of your business while phasing out one-on-one client work or services that you offer, or even a day job that you're still in and you'd really love to phase that out, then you are definitely a good fit for this free masterclass. One more time, amyporterfield.com/DCA masterclass. Okay, guys, thanks so much for tuning in. This episode was extra fun for me because I'm really passionate about these topics like live launching and webinars and getting past the fears. I felt every single fear that you are going to feel. I feel very confident about that. And I hope in this episode you could hear my heart in all of this, knowing that I literally am passionate about helping you grow your business in a way that you feel really good at the pace you're growing it, but also you know that you're here to stay. You're not just going to be someone who's going to dabble around with digital courses, maybe do a webinar here or there, and then switch the business altogether. Like, I know that's not you. So when I give you strategies, they're rooted in here is what works for those that are here to stay. And that's what I find incredibly important. I can't wait to hear about what you create over the next 12 months and what you launch. And I do hope I see you on my live masterclass. All right, I'll talk to you again soon. Bye for now.